Abstract Expressionism is the first American modern art movement. A new show at the Honolulu Museum expands the discourse about Abstract Expressionism to include Asians and Asian Americans who contributed to the movement.
So you're looking at artists like Jackson Pollock, Mark Rothko, artists who paint from their souls, from their emotions, from their intuition, using gesture and color.
Teresa Papanicolaou curated the exhibit Abstract Expressionism, Looking East from the Far West. She says these are usually large paintings that don't tell a story or have a message,
but instead are, you know, purely the product of the individual ego.
And why do people like these paintings?
Because they're fantastic. They are just incredibly arresting. They're beautiful. You know, just seeing it is a highly meaningful experience. You think you're going to go and you'll be plunged into Mad Men or you'll be plunged into the 1950s. But in fact, these images are so timeless and so all enveloping and all encompassing. You stand in front of them and you achieve a sense of being in the moment and in the present.
Papanicolaou says there are a lot of Asians and Asian Americans working in Abstract Expressionism who've been overlooked in the usual history of the movement.
So one of the things this exhibition does is expand the conversations and discourse around Abstract Expressionism to include these artists. And once you do, you start to draw connections between New York School, Abstract Expressionist spontaneity, and the being in the moment of Zen Buddhism, or at least the Western understanding of it. A lot of these Japanese American artists were from right here in Hawaii. We in Hawaii know them very well. They're Tadashi Sato, Satoru Abe, Ruben Tam, all these different artists who were in New York in the 50s going to art school, moving in these circles.
The Honolulu Museum show puts these trailblazing local guys in their art world context.
We'll see them in a new light.
The gesture, the moment, sure, Abstract Expressionists were influenced by Zen.
Yep.
We had that, and different aspects of Asian culture here, too,
and brought that to quite a different type of abstract expressionism, wouldn't you
say? Right, because it's slightly different, I would say, because, you know, a lot of these artists were their nisei, so they're raised in these traditional Japanese households, and they're learning about tea ceremony and about calligraphy.
And keeping your head down and not standing out and not being a wild abstract expressionist.
Absolutely, and that comes through in their work. It's much quieter. Yeah. It's less in your face. You see the hand of the artist in the work. It's just they're very, very, you know, egoless, I would say.
Think of Hawaii in the 1950s. Does it seem a bit extraordinary that kids barely off the plantation aspired to be fine artists?
That's the beauty. Okay. The beauty is to be young, naive, and have a dream. That's all. That's all you need.
Sculptor, painter Satoru Abe was part of that first wave of Hawaii's contemporary artists. More of their story in our next installment. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.